The simple question at the start, you must be pumped about making your debut.
Yeah, definitely. I said it yesterday, but all summer, every first year, and I guess every player, is working really hard to get that round one spot. And yeah, to get it as a first year, it just means that little bit extra. And as well, playing with Bailey, I'm sure it'll be a great experience. Really pumped.
When you got recruited, did you think you were good enough to play AFL footy straight away?
Look, I was hoping to get a senior game at some point in my first year. I didn't think it would come this quickly. But once I got to the club and started to put my head down, I started to think that I could make my way into the team. And obviously, I've shown that I can do that. So, no, really happy with my efforts over the summer. But I probably didn't think it would come this quick, no.
Who did you tell first, Danny? Who did you?
I actually tried to ring my girlfriend, but she didn't pick up. So then I called Mum and Dad, and they picked up straight away. So, yeah, they were over the moon. And then all yesterday I was just calling through my mates and other family members, and everyone was just stoked.
What did Angus say?
Well, he's been talking about how he's going, so he's really focused on himself at the moment. But he was happy for me. He thought, just off my JLT games, that I probably could get a game, so he said it wasn't too much of a surprise for him. But like I said, he's pretty focused on Melbourne at the moment, and whilst it was a good achievement for myself, yeah, he's focused on them getting the win against Geelong, I think.
Did a few of your mates hit you up for tickets?
Well, a lot of my mates are playing footy back in Melbourne, so maybe not this game, but I'm sure if I ever play a game down in Melbourne that they'll all get there. But they all still congratulated me and wished me luck, yeah.
What about Hamish? Tricky for him, isn't it? He probably wants to be there, but...
Yeah, it is a bit tough, but he'll be playing Waffle this weekend, and I guess coming over here and experiencing the journey with me a little bit, I guess it's extra special for him. But no, he's really proud of me, and he just wants to see me succeed, I guess.
Did Lockie Neal have any words of wisdom for you at home?
When I walked in, I was a bit late home because we had a bit of media after the meeting, but he was really proud of me, and he reckons I'm a bit, feel like a bit of his son, so he said he was really proud like a father, but he's really happy for me and can't wait to play with me.
He was talking after the JLT game, saying that you drove in the car and you were saying you're going to get more tackles. Is that something that's driving you a little bit, having him so close and around you all the time?
Yeah, 100%. Having someone like Locke, in all facets of the game, you can talk about tackles, touches, or just influence. And obviously, he's an amazing player, and if I can have a little bit of an impact, that'll be good. But I guess just little things like, tackles or chases, spoils, stuff like that, just to keep us both on edge and working hard.
He looks good, doesn't he? Like, he'd have to be in the top 20 players in the NFL, wouldn't he?
I don't want to say too much, but I reckon he'll be really good this year. He attacks it hard, and he's been really clean. So if he keeps it up, what he's been doing in JLT, he'll be a really good player this year.
Andy, have you got an idea of the role he might play Saturday?
I think we'll find out a little bit more later on in the week, but if it's the same as JLT, it'll probably just be working through the midfield and supporting blokes like Lockie, Sonny Walters, and Mundy and Fife as well.
How are you feeling about going against the power midfield? There's some pretty good players in there.
Yeah, no, they do have a pretty good list, but I think Lockie said it earlier this week that he reckons we might be able to match them, so... we've got our strengths, they've got theirs, and we'll see who comes out on top.
What's the feeling like amongst playing groups? It's a pretty positive vibe, especially after that last JLT game.
Yeah, definitely. Losing to Adelaide, we still thought there was a lot of positives to take out of that, and then giving West Coast a bit of a touch-up was good. And although it's just JLT, it still gave us heaps of confidence, and hopefully we can bring that into round one and then throughout the whole season.
Have the guys spoken about playing Adelaide over last year and their experiences of that this week?
Pretty much all the stories I've heard is that it's usually a packed house, very loud, and it's going to be tough to hear each other speak, but if we stick together and play well, we'll be fine.
So tackling will be again a focus of yours. I mean, I saw you pinged Shield in the derby. Will it be Rockliff, or who will it be, you reckon?
I don't know if it'll be someone specific, but tackling or just defensive pressure is always a big focus of mine every game. I don't know if it'll be anyone, but there'll be a few, I'm sure.
Do you get nervous, Andrew? How do you think you'll feel when you run onto the field?
I don't know. I've heard lots of different stories about people playing their first AFL game, but I think there will be a bit of nerves, but I guess that's good, and it'll make me work harder, and maybe might even be starting off the bench, so maybe take a bit of the sting out of it, but I'll jump on and I'll try and do what I can, and I'm sure all my teammates will make it as smooth as possible, yeah.
Just stand next to Sandy, mate. That normally gives you courage, doesn't it?
Yeah, he's a monster. But, yeah, no, him tapping it down to us gives me pretty good confidence that he can put it where we want. And, no, it'll be a good run out this weekend, yeah.
Is there a bit of a release of pressure? The number two pick comes with it, a lot of labels and expectation. There's a bit of pressure release being selected.
Yeah, I guess selection's one thing, but playing well is another. So a bit of pressure has been taken off, but still there's some to play well and hopefully hold my spot and things like that. But definitely box ticked, and yeah, no, I'm just happy to get out there.
And did I remember right, Port Adelaide was your team?
Yes, I did. I did go for Port Adelaide as a kid. Dad worked there when I was growing up, and yeah, so I know a few of the players. A lot of them are retired. Remember watching Daniel Pearce actually a lot for him, but now he's over here, so. No, it'll be good, you know, playing against blokes that you've watched up growing up, and hopefully give them a touch up. That'd be good.
Who will you have there? Obviously, a lot of your mates you said can't make it, but
Yeah, so I'll have my mum, my dad, and then my girlfriend as well. And then if further on down the line when I play in Melbourne, I'll have lots of my mates, and then first game here, I'll have lots of family as well. So. Yeah, no, very exciting times.
The great Sticks isn't coming up from Albany, is he?
No, he's not. He said if I play round two in at Optus Stadium, he'll make his way there. But it's a bit of a hike from Albany, so no, he'll be watching on Fox Footy.
The opposites with the two of you, a rookie draft and number two pick, it's quite the opposites, isn't it, in terms of being selected, but both of you making your debut?
Yeah, I guess. Ross has a big emphasis that once you get into the club, your pick's pretty much out the door, so... me and Bailey are just players, doesn't matter where we went, what pick, but I think we both showed that we can play, and I guess we'll see how we go this weekend.
Is it Andy or Andrew?
Only Andrew when Mum's angry at me, so yeah, no, Andy most of the time.
So you want to be known as Andy? That's
it. Yeah, Andy. Yeah.
You'll have that bond together forever now, because that tends to be the way that when you debut with someone.
Yeah, I know. Just walking out of the meeting yesterday, we were just couldn't wipe the smiles off our faces, so... No, it'll be good flying over together. We'll probably be sitting next to each other and, you know, bouncing off each other, so it'll be a good experience.
Is it a bit surreal when Fifey was saying, you know, you're in and here's your jumper?
Yeah, I know. I probably wasn't expecting it that early in the week. I thought selection would probably be, like, we'd probably find out Thursday. But, yeah, there was a camera in the meeting, and so we weren't sure what that was. And then Fifey got up and started talking, and then, yeah, realisation sort of hit me and... pretty much haven't wiped a smile off my face since, yeah.
Do you think it's a good thing knowing on the Monday?
Yeah, I think it's good. You can give your family a bit of time to prepare and get flights and stuff like that, and all my friends as well. So, yeah, no, it's good. Good finding out early, and probably takes off a bit of the pressure if we found out, you know, a day or two before the game that it could overwhelm us a bit. But now that we know, getting the media and stuff like that out of the way pretty early, and then in the lead-up to the game we can just focus on footy.
There's a stat going around that you're the first players for about 10 years under Ross to debut in round one, so you must have impressed the boss. Has he mentioned that at all?
No, he hasn't mentioned that ever, but no, he seems pretty happy with how we're going, and didn't know that one. That's pretty interesting, yeah.
How many times did you say you wanted to get your head over the Sharon?
Fifey's got Sharon's lying around in his house all the time, and he'll just be piping up to me, and I'll just tell him that all I want to do is put my head over it. So bit of a throwaway line. A lot of my mates back in Melbourne, it's kind of just the same, put your head over the Sharon. So, yeah, no, I'd like to see him and myself hopefully do that this weekend.